Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at kind of a practical question that people often ask religious scholars or people with information about religion. And that question is this, is that a lot of times we're faced with very difficult tasks. We're faced with hardships. You know, we're faced with tasks that it seems to be out of our control, or things that we cannot bear. Is there anything that we can do, you know, from a religious point of view, that can help us pass these difficult situations and times, or help us in the performance of these tasks which seem to be outside of the, you know, scope of our power? Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the form of a hadith which has been related from the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This tradition is interesting in the sense that it also tells us something about the angels, and also it also conveys to us one of the virtues of the benedictions that we send upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this tradition, God Almighty asks the angels, right, to bear the throne. You know that one of the concepts, Islamic concepts, is the arsh, or the throne of God. And it's been mentioned in the Quran that this throne is held up by four angels or eight angels, right, depending on, you know, some various variations in interpretations of verses and the traditions regarding the subject, right? But in the beginning, these angels, which God Almighty had ordered to hold up the throne and carry the throne, they were unable to perform the task, right? So God Almighty then instructs them and tells them that he's going to give them a means by means of which they can, you know, perform this task, which seems to be out of their power. بَعْدَ أَنْ لَمْ تَقْدِرَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ لِحَمْلِ الْأَرْشِ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَهُمْ. God Almighty says the following to them, أُعَلِّمُكُمْ كَلِمَاتٍ تَقُولُونَهَا يَخِفُّ بِهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. God Almighty says, I will teach you some words by means of which this task will become easy for you. قَالُوا, the angels said, وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَبَّنَا, what are these words, O Lord? So God said, تَقُولُونَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. Say, in the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, there is no power or strength except by God, the High, the Great. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ. And send, O God, send your benedictions upon Muhammad and his pure progeny. This is a zikr, or a mantra, or an incantation that God Almighty taught the angels, by means of which they were able to perform the task that they were given. فَقَالُوهَا فَهَمَلُوهُ. The angels recited this zikr, recited this mantra, recited this prayer, and when they did, they were able to perform this difficult task that they had been given to by God. Right. So whenever we're faced with, you know, difficult situations, whenever we're faced with hardships that we seem and we think that we cannot bear, right, it behooves us to send our benedictions upon the Prophet. And this benedictions and salutations can help us, right, pass those difficult tasks and those difficult times. And specifically, if we want, we can recite the zikr that we have just recited for our listeners, and it can help them in these difficult situations. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at one of the benefits of the benedictions that we send upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and his holy progeny. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.